One of the beautiful aspects of Shmiras HaLashon is
What page are you on? What
day are you on? 45.
Day 45.
So one of the beautiful aspects of Shmiras HaLashon is that it demonstrates how the Torah is all-encompassing. That one. Well, the Torah says, "Asur to speak Lashon Hara," but sometimes it's a mitzvah to speak Lashon Hara. Sometimes you should speak Lashon Hara. In situations, Akiva, why is it when you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara? Situations where a prospective shidduch or job possibility or business relationship, then it's perfectly correct to inquire about someone in order to prevent future harm or dispute. Right? You want to know if this person is good for this match. If this, you want to know if it's a good match. You're allowed to acquire information. However, we're going to see the seven requirements that must be fulfilled before we can request or supply information for constructive purpose. Yeah, so the Chavetz Chaim talks about two of them. The first one is, we have to tell the person who I'm inquiring from, let's say I'm inquiring information from Mr. Shimon. I have to tell Mr. Shimon that the reason why I'm inquiring is for a constructive purpose. Why? But I don't tell him it's for a constructive purpose, he's going to think that he stopped speaking Lashon Hara. So when he's speaking, he thinks it's Lashon Hara, which is Asur. Correct? So if I want to ask Hanan, that certain guy, if I think he's good for this yeshiva, should we keep him next month? So I have to tell Hanan, I'm asking, I don't want to talk about this guy, just talk about that he comes late every day, for just for Lashon Hara. I want to ask about a certain guy for a constructive purpose. Let's say I was in charge of yeshiva. I'm not, let's say. So I ask Hanan, what do you think about this guy? But I have to tell Hanan, first of all, I'm asking you, but to Ellis, if not, then he could get an Isra speaking Lashon Hara. So the first thing is I have to ask, the other part I want to ask about, I should have told her, I'm acquiring about a certain boy, if he gets up, what time he gets up for davening, if he like he has good midas. But I'm not asking you, Stam, just for Lashon Hara. I'm asking you because I want to know about a shidduch. But then, so that's the first condition. You have to tell the person who's speaking that the whole thing is going to be trying to perfect. So if not, you're putting a stumbling block before a blind man. So I'm making him believe I'm just asking him Lashon Hara, just to speak for the sake of Lashon Hara, to talk about people.
I was told by Talmud Rav Moshe Feinstein, ain't that many, but he says for a shidduch, you don't have to tell the whole truth. What does that mean? Age, you could label the world, other things as well. So I'm letting you know, the shidduchim there are different to requirements here.
I don't know how it works.
Like from personal experience?
I'm telling you from the lips of Rav Moshe Feinstein.
The lips of someone who said the name of
him.
Yes, from personal experience, you can tell that sometimes the person being set up on the other end is not in full agreement of what they want and what the shotgun's trying to set her or him up with. So by giving a more vague and general description, you allow the person in color, or soon to be able to make more decisions on their own. Whether she's willing to take the shatanas, you'd be like, oh, he wakes up late for shatanas, it's not for her. She'd be like, it's not the biggest deal for me. Because maybe he wakes up late for shatanas, I'm fine with that. I've seen that.
Depends what minion. If you go to Hasikin and you come late, it's another thing.
Where the shatan wants something, especially if it's like a rabbi of a boy or a chanit of a girl, the rabbi or the elmud wants something, or a parent wants something for the daughter that maybe she doesn't want necessarily.
No.
So you give it a vague thing. And if there's something that's much bad, you need to say it. If you don't harm the girl or harm the boy,
that's what we're saying. You speak it out.
I was told, what you are permitted, what the Moshe said to tell you, for example, if somebody is at say 25, they could say, I think he's 24.
That's what they would have to do.
That's what they would say.
Now, because people usually know that you don't give the right age exactly. That's what they would have to do, because people know you don't give the exact age.
They don't
care either.
They tell each other
the
ages. If they would have told me this, I probably wouldn't have gone out with you. Now they're
going to ask me
that.
Yeah, listen, I got married. My wife thought
I
was younger than I was. Now it's too late. Goodbye.
I don't think my wife knew how old I was.
But that's it. She's happy what she got. Look at her today. That's fine.
Fine.
Goodbye.
She
goes
to the
10 o'clock or deep meeting.
My point was it needs to be
live?
Accurate.
Depends where you live.
It doesn't have to be accurate. You're wrong. I'm telling you.
No, what I'm saying is that if people had told me accurate information, I would have not.
No, he's right. Rabbi said you can't get totally wrong. You do. You have to be mostly accurate. He's saying sometimes there's leeway to be not so accurate. Okay, maybe. That's what he's saying. He's not saying to be totally off. He's not saying you can't lie.
No, he's saying I think he's this, but he maybe is a year older.
No, but it's not halacha. Can you all these things also shidduch or mishnah? Not. It's just generally telling what the person's about. It's see for yourself what they're about.
You fine. Can't tell the guy who plays banjo when he's the guy really, the guy learning in yeshiva when he's playing banjo all day long in some park. You can't say that. That's what you're not allowed to do.
Fine.
You can't tell it's flat. But you see, really not seen it's flat. It's 120 kilos. Somewhere it's flat. No? You can't tell it. It's flat.
Yeah. After the shiur, I got to speak to you about a shidduch about it. I don't know what to tell you. It's a problem. I'll talk to you about it.
Fine, let's go to the next condition. Okay. The second condition is that the person providing the information is to be very careful. Because human nature is when you're trying to get a point across is to exaggerate. Even one word could be a very bad exaggeration. Let's say you ask, is this for what, about a certain point, right? Is about a certain person? I say, you know, I heard he's quiet. You ask someone, is this person quiet? So they say, yeah, he's very quiet. And very quiet is not so good. Because very quiet could sound like he's a little bit
why?
Not so smart.
The guy is learning all day long. His head is in the Gemara.
Uh-huh. Fun. So all you have to make sure about things that the person giving the information has to make sure not to exaggerate. Fine, let's see the Gemara now. Yud Amar Al 11 lines to the bottom. Want to try to get to the bottom of today? Want to get to the bottom of this?
Yud
Amar Al. Not Yud Al. Yud Amar Al. Good. Yud. Side A. Good. Fine. Let's hear by side. Ready. Start. Go. Rav Ashi. Sorry. Yeah. Rav Ashi. Right after the parentheses. Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says the following. Kol ha'oyev lo ma'id b'hamon. Whoever likes to learn with the masses, he likes to learn in groups. He doesn't just sit at home and learn himself. He comes to yeshiva chuchel chesed. He learns in a group. Right? Whoever likes to learn in a group, to him they'll be great. For him they'll be pros, meaning he will be smart in the end. Unlike a person who sits at home and learns alone. Good? Unlike a person who sits and learns alone. So one who loves Lord Behemoth in the masses, he likes to learn with people, for him there will be produce, he will be successful. Good? Behind the Amr of Yasir Rabchanina. This is what we like to say from like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says. My dechlim, what does it say in the pasuk? What does the pasuk say? Cheret el habadim. But not alu, that's the pasuk. What does that pasuk mean? A sword for the individuals and they become fools. That's the pasuk. What's that pasuk supposed to mean? What does that mean? The pasuk. Yirmiyah. And yeah, what's that supposed to mean? Today you'll listen. Today you'll take notes. So holding 10A. Rabbi Yaakov knows about it, he knows by heart. Fine. Charev el habadim b'nai alu. A sword to the individuals and they'll become fools. What does it mean? Charev, it's a sword al tzari on the necks of sin'ehem shal gemilich hachamim, of the haters of the Talmid Chachamim. Now this really means a lot of times the Gemara speaks backwards. We don't want to say something bad about the Talmid Chachamim, so we say it's called Lashon Sagi Nahar. It's called a Lashon. A lot of times to be positive we use the wrong Lashon. So this Gemara says it should be a sword on the haters of the Talmid Chachamim who learn alone. It really means it should be a sword on the Talmid Chachamim who learn alone. She Yeshu they sit. Gadachanan. And they feel the Torah, bad the bad, singles, you know, a bad is a stalk alone. Each stalk, each person learns individually. This guy learns his corner, that guy learns his corner. They're not learning together, it's very bad. Each guy has to do his own thing. You're supposed to try to be part of the group, not just do your own thing. Why? Because then, when you learn with other people, like Rabbi says, Divrei Gemara says, you have two swords that sharpen each other. Right? You have two swords, they sharpen each other. You ask a question. If not, a person could make a lot of mistakes by learning themselves. They don't have a Rebbe, they don't have a Harusha, so to teach them how to learn, make a lot of mistakes. Right?
You made a really important point. Without a Rebbe, you could have a small group, and they have nowhere to turn to get a proper answer. They may be going on a tangent and not even know it.
That's right. I mean, so therefore, we're saying that you should learn with a group, and in the group alone, here we're saying you should sharpen each other. But if you have a question, the other person says, that's not a question, and then you think, oh, you have a pshat, you care about that halacha. Other people don't know, you're wrong. They tell you, you don't know what you're talking about. So first of all, it's not good because then they don't learn properly. That's the first issue. The first issue is they don't learn properly. But not only that, elah shebitapshin, not only they don't learn properly, they even become foolish. They become stupid by learning alone. Now, ksiv hacha, because it says over here, v'no'alu, it says over here, the word, they become fools. And how do we know the word v'no'alu means a fool? Ksiv hasam, it says over there, in a different pasuk, asher no'alu. They said we're fools and we sin. So we see the word na'alu means fools. So this passage says here, someone who just learns individually. Na'alu means they become a fool. Like we have a passage that tells us, share na'alu ba share chatan. Good? The someone who learns that by themselves, they become foolish. V'loyoy, not only that, elo share chatan, they also end up sinning. They learn the wrong halacha, they learn the wrong thing the wrong way, and they're reading halacha, they read the wrong things, they don't know how to learn people, they didn't ask. Then they do the wrong thing, they end up sinning even. Shenemar like said Vashar Chatanu, meaning, we're making it like a Gzer Shavah. Our pasuk says the word Ne'alu, they were fooled. The other pasuk says, Asher Ne'alu Vashar Chatanu, they fooled and they sinned. Usually our pasuk says you'll become a fool. The other pasuk says, once you become a fool, if you're a fool, then you sin. Once the guy was sitting and learning by himself, and he learned the wrong halacha, and he thinks he's doing the halacha every day. Meanwhile, he's doing it wrong. He never learned properly. Or it could be from here. Not elu sari tzayan. You want to say it could be another pasuk that tells you that if someone who learns alone, they will come to sin. That the word ne'alu, we're trying to prove now the word ne'alu means that you're going to be a fool and you're going to end up sinning. But there's a different pasuk that says, Asher ne'alu, sorry, tzayin, over there it says, the end of that pasuk, hitu es b'chayin, they made a mistake, meaning they sinned. So we see, our Gemara said that was someone who learns alone, then they, it's like there's a sword against them, because first of all, they're not sharpening themselves, they're not learning properly. And second of all, they end up sinning, we said the word ne'alu means a fool. And we see in other psukim that ne'alu means to become be foolish and you end up sinning.
Isn't there a third thing? Arrogance.
So here does it. The word says here that a person who learns by himself, maybe that's one of the mistakes they'll make. Say they'll make a mistake and they'll come, and now they'll make a mistake. So now they won't learn what's right, they'll even come out with the wrong pshat. You hear someone? What's wrong with learning yourself? Not only we don't learn right pshat, you also learn the wrong pshat, and you end up making mistakes in halacha and doing the wrong thing and sinning. So what do I read it in my Gemara? We know you don't know how to read Gemara, so therefore, this guy said, what do I read in my Shulchan Aruch? Therefore, you have to be very careful to learn the group with the Rebbe.
But if we see Google on Saturday morning, and what? So you know you've got to do the Gemara. Hello?
Yeah, it's going halacha. Let's see Rashi. Rav Ashi Omar, for the Rav Ashi, Garcina Lil Mike, for the Ravina Gazari Lalam. When it sees something, what are they going to say in a second? Now we're saying those who like to learn. Earlier in the Gemara said, who's going to get a lot of chachma? The one who likes to teach in public. That was the last one. So whoever likes to teach in public, they will get a lot of chachma, they will get a lot of the Torah. The Torah will come to them. Now we're saying whoever likes to learn in public. If you learn in public, that also helps that the chachma, the Torah's chachma will come to you, will come to a person. Because that's what Rashi's saying. One time we said a little might, one time we said to teach, and one time we said to learn. Two different Gemaras. One is saying it's good to teach in public. The other one is saying it's good to study in public. That's the two of them. As we said, Lomol Bahama, we shall learn in a gathering in Chavir Ma'a with a lot of friends. It says, Ne'alu, Sare Tzayan, Nisu, Sare Ne'at. That's the end of that passage. Amo, we see. Hanoi, also under the fool, Nosalach, they will carry him, you'll end up sinning. So now, the shaila is, what about these days? If someone sits at home and learns by themselves the art scroll, is this the same problem?
Well, it's art scroll is more
so some say
different explanations. So
right.
It probably isn't as intense.
Not
or copy of by one school or something.
No, that's a struggle with somebody. But even though they say these days it's not such a problem because it's not such a problem. If you learn with a lot of mepharshim, because they got it from other sources. I mean, if someone opens up a Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, an English Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, it's still good to always learn with somebody else that to ask for, to ask reference, so you don't make mistakes. But it's not as bad as in the times of Gemara. Times of Gemara, there's no such thing as a Shulchan Aruch. So you read the Gemara yourself, and you try to understand what it means. Sometimes if you misunderstand the whole thing, you come out doing the wrong halacha. Right? If you don't
really... Put a greasy Google on Saturday morning.
Put a greasy Google on Saturday morning.
On the blood.
Right, but if you didn't have that, like we did in the 90s, then we made a lot of mistakes.
On the other hand, where people are
higher level, where people saying even then they're on a high level. If you didn't learn properly, then you make mistakes. Even then, you still make mistakes if you don't know learn from people and learn properly. They were human also. If you don't know how to learn properly, these days it's a little lighter. But even now, you try to learn with people or learn with other people who know a little more about halacha, gemara. Meaning, every person that loves should learn. Try to learn with someone higher. Learn, ask people who write down a question. Ask people a little higher to try to understand. Try to understand better. That's where it's good to learn. Everybody in their love should go to try to learn someone who can help them.
So,
what's it?
Is it really greasy?
If it's greasy, if
it's really greasy.
Greasy is different than liquid.
It's better. It's better.
Especially if you're Yemen and you can put on straight liquid. And if you're Syrian,
you can put on straight liquid. Less, not mamish.
Saturday morning?
But not mamish. They put a little more. They put a little more. This is a bit cheaper. Really, you put a little liquid. The shadows, how much liquid? Ashkenazim are very mild.
If it's cold, then it congeals.
That's a different heter. That's another. Not everybody holds like that. There is a heter. Our heter had to do it. If it congeals, maybe someone some of that some of the heter or.
Kugels is like pretty dry.
No, cool. If it's a little greasy, it could be fine.
But real, I did say a little greasy. It's a real greasy. Cookie.
It's real greasy. Ooh. Yeah, there's a lot of.
Take some grease out.
Yeah, leave the grease and switch the pan. It's probably better for your health anyway. It's fine. Switch the grease. Yeah, no, so he's saying, right, Nachon, okay, I didn't know, you didn't know Hilchot Shabbos. Like, that's the thing, you need to learn, you need to Kiddush Shulchan Aruch alone, it's not enough always. You need to try to learn with somebody, with the Rebbe or someone bigger that can help understand, what's it called? Help on this, who knows with the Halacha, especially by Halacha, that's the biggest problem. Learning Halacha, you should try to ask people who know the Halacha to try to help. Good? Fine? Everybody's happy so far? Fine.
So, I was going
to bless you. Our school is like Chavrusa Rebbe because they already learned some bigger people. They're Rebbe. They learn with the Chavrusa and they ask Rebbe. So it's good.
What?
It's good. But even then, a person should pass in halacha. When a person has to know when they learn Gemara, Gemara is not telling what the halacha is. If you learn a Gemara, you see different opinions, you still don't know what to do. You still have to learn the halacha. I don't know what to do practically. You still have to learn practically what to do. That is good. The main problem is we're learning things to learn halacha. Come at practical halacha, and by making a mistake, we learn it ourselves on our own, and we get it wrong, and we can make mistakes for our whole life. End up sinning. Right? That's the main thing. The main thing is about halacha. These little things are very good halacha.
Some things that are very basic, that like, maybe to you, they would be like something big, but if you spoke to your rabbi about them, it would like waste, be like a waste of his time, and you could just really
like,
see it.
Right. Right. So I would say something, like, just, something could be simple. You could be wasting a lot of time to ask someone else. And it'll be very simple to that. They'll just help you get keep on moving and, you know, go further.
What's really difficult is when your shul doesn't have a Rebbe or a Rav, and it doesn't have a Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and you're trying to guess what the halacha is.
Then you should try to find another shul.
It's not too difficult around here.
No, but depends in where you live. Woodland Hills, it was really difficult.
And if there's no Rabbi, no Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, it might be pretty rough.
Or Avram.
Avram, they have Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. They have a lot of sorry. They have
because. Find a shul.
Find another shul. Or a problem.
Find to go to or go.
Yeah, no, I'm saying you're right. You gotta be the best thing to ever have because a lot of things aren't open in Shulchan Aruch. If not, at least have something simple like reference to be able to look up. So you should donate to. You should mail them maybe because of Shulchan Aruch. Shem Shabbat, everything. Good. Fine, that's just good. But these days, it's good. It's good. If we, that's, we don't have a Chavrusa, of course, you should learn with the R school ourselves. Even English, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. But again, if things are complicated, you should ask other people, especially by learning halacha. I mean, if we're not sure about something, try to seek rabbinical advice or what to do about halacha. It's always good to learn with people who know more, so don't make mistakes in halacha. Good, Rav Shlomo? Good. good. Well, let's see 8 lines from the bottom. Ravina Amar. Ravina says, 3 lines from the end, 3 words from the end. Kol ha'ayav l'lamed b'amun, whoever loves to teach the masses, lights for, he'll get produce, he'll deter, will come back to him. This is a famous Gemara now. Behind the Amar Rebbe, this is what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said. Look what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says. Har bei Torah, a lot of Torah, l'mati merabai say, he learned a lot of Torah, so he learned a lot of Torah from his Rebbeim. Here Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, I learned a lot of Torah from my Rebbeim. They taught me a lot. You know, he's a diligent student. He learned a lot. But what's more amazing? L'chaveri for my friends, Yotzer. He said, I learned a lot of Torah from my Rebbeim. He learned by the big rabbis. You know what I learned more from? I learned even more from my friends. Imagine? Because why? Because my friends also heard what the Rebbe said. But then they talk about it, this and that. They sharpen each other. And then he said like this, and like that. No. But with Talmidai, from my Talmidim, Yotzer mikulam. I learned from a Talmidim more than all of them. Like, Talmidim sharpen a person. I have a Rebbe wants to say, yeah. A Gemara, Talmidim say, yeah, like this, and they sharpen, they ask a question, and they answer it, and they have to get it clear. You speak it out, you get it clear. So he says, who do you learn the most from? From his Talmidim. Right, Rebbe, that's it? He learns the most from his Talmidim. Good?
Yeah, he does.
You also learn from your Talmidim the most? Yes, Talmidim? What?
In my dreams.
In your dreams?
Yeah. I don't have time there yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have me, I'm a promise of you. I learned a lot from you. Guys.
What are you talking about? I just learned from friends. From friends in the second step.
Let's see Rashi. The Lamed Bahaman, whoever likes to teach it in the masses. Marmitali, he likes to have a lot of Talmidim. Lights forward to him, they'll eat produce. He'll know a lot, he'll understand the Torah, he'll come to him. Why? Lefisha Yedeh Yedehim Yarb. Because why? Because through them, Yarbah Pilpul. It will increase the pilpul. Will increase it like what's a pilpul?
Spiciness.
It's like the sharpness, like a pilpul, sharp. Oh, that's what's called a pilpul because of the pilpul. Makes you pilpul. Maybe opens your brain a little bit also like that. Wakes you up. Gives you some pilpul. So he says it increases the sharpness. Be nice and late, and you have to pay attention, put your heart Latarat Kishim to answer their question. So if you have Talmidim, then you end up understanding better because they ask a question and they answer. So it makes you understand better. Got that, Rabbi Aaron? So all your Talmidim from, you know, from your office, they give you, they make sure they ask you questions. See, Talmidim, yes, we cool. Fine, let's see the next one. Six lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi said, "My dechse, what does it mean in the pasuk when it says, our feet were standing, right? They were standing at our feet. At the gates of Yerushalayim. Our feet were standing at the gates of Yerushalayim." It says like this. Mi garam l'raglenu, who caused that our feet, sheyamdu b'melchama, that we were able to stand and we were able to win the war. You're in a war. Who caused us to win? Sha'arei Yerushalayim. The gates of Yerushalayim. Show you ice cream batayra. They were dealing in Torah. So who helped win the war? Who's gonna help win this war? No help? The people were sitting in the gates of Yerushalayim and they were dwelling in Torah. They were dealing and trying to understand the Torah. They made us win the war. How did we get to there? How did we get to the gates of Yerushalayim to win this war? In the honor of those people who were learning, in the merit of the people who were learning in Yerushalayim. Let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? B'sharecha, 3 lines of Adam. B'shvil sharecha. Because it says, why were our feet standing? You know why? Our feet were standing because of your gates of Torah in Yerushalayim. So we got to Yerushalayim, we won the war to Yerushalayim because of those who were learning Torah in Yerushalayim. And their merit, that's why we won the war. Not in the merit of our good target practice. That's not why we won the war. We won the war because of those sitting and learning Torah. But Amar B'shur ben Levi. B'shur ben Levi says, what does it mean when it says Shir, this is the beginning of that pasuk we were just talking, the same paragraph we were just talking about. Shir ha'malas l'David. So machti, I rejoice when they said to me, Beit Hashem Nelech, let's go to the house of Hashem. Right? Nothing else says, people that were so excited for the Bini Bais HaMikdash, and I rejoice when people said, let us go to the house of Hashem. Amar Davul Fenei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David said in front of Hashem. See what David Melch said? Look how much David Melch cares about Hashem, not about himself.
Beautiful.
Rabbi Nishalem, master of the universe. Shamati, I overheard B'nai other people, Shayyarim, they were saying, Mazda Yama Zakhane, when is old man going to die already? The Yama Shlomo B'nai, Shlomo his son is going to come. The Yivna Beis Tabachir, they'll build the Beis HaMikdash. B'nai Lele Regal, I will be Lele Regal. Which means everyone knew that David HaMelech was not going to be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. He had too much blood on his hands. Hashem told you have too much blood on your hands. You're a very nice guy. You did your purpose. But you can't be the one to build my Beis HaMikdash. You have too much bloody hands. You could start. You could die for it. You could, you know, maybe, you know, get involved. But you really, your son Shlomo didn't have to do it. It's going to be your son.
His son.
It's going to be your son. But you can't do it. If you had to, that was your purpose. You had that blood in your hands. But Lamaise, your bloody hands, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash. Shh. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash. Right? You can't build a Beis HaMikdash, that place of peace, it's Hashem's house, if you have blood on your hands. Now what happened, imagine you have a guy, you know, the Beis HaMikdash is ready to be built. We just have one little problem. We're just waiting for one old rabbi to die. Once this rabbi dies, then everything will be beautiful. We'll have Beis HaMikdash, there'll be karbanos, there'll be other regular, imagine. So you heard people whispering to each other like, oh, we can't wait till this guy dies already. That's what you heard.
Behind his back.
Yeah, behind his back. He said, I heard people, they wanted Hashem's house already. So, the comedian wants to be good. They're like, we can't wait till he dies right, till we can just, you know, get back to Beis HaMikdash. What? That's the right answer. That's what it's about. You know, so you know what Hashem told Hashem, and he said, Hashem, it hurts me. Hashem, people are telling me they can't wait till I die if they want to be some victims already. Hashem, help me out. What should I do? I feel bad. Yeah? So what Hashem told him? Don't worry. Hashem told him, your learning Torah is better than 1,000 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem told him, you don't have to feel it. Don't felt bad. Like him staying alive is like causing the Beis HaMikdash not to be rebuilt. That's what he feels, because that's what people are talking about. It sounds like it's true, right? He felt bad. Hashem, they're saying they're just waiting for me to die. It seems like I'm the one holding back the Beis HaMikdash from being rebuilt. So like I'm not, you could have so much nachas, Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and you'll enjoy it. So I said, Hashem, by me staying alive, I'm causing you displeasure. Hashem told us it's not true. You know why? So he said, Hashem, they're dying for me to die. We know that I'm not samachti, but I'm happy. First of all, I'm also like this. Hashem, they're waiting for me to die, but I'm happy because at least they're yearning to come close to you. Imagine that, what I'm
interesting. It's like what Tom said on Friday. People are not going to come by us beating our enemies. It's going to come through Muna. It's going to come. People are not going to come by the Beis HaMikdash coming. If you don't believe in Hashem, it's still going to be Golas. Yeah. It's going to be Beis HaMikdash with Golas. Great. But the key is Levi Torah and Muna. It's much more worth to him that people are talking like that about
David
Melech, and
what's the kind of business
that you can have there?
Yeah, but over here it's saying, why did Hashem say it? What's it worth? So first of all, David Melech said like this. Hashem, they told me on my back, they can't wait until I die, so they can rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. You know what David Melech said? It's a Samachti, I'm happy. You know I'm happy? So at least they're yearning to come close to you. On one hand, they're waiting for me to die, but on the other hand, they're really yearning. Why do they want me to die? Not that they hate me, because they just want to come close to you. So Hashem, wait, look how beautiful it is, but they're yearning, they want to come close to you. That's someone who cares about, don't care about themselves. They care about Hashem. So Hashem, happy they're waiting for me to die, so at least they're yearning to come close to me. But you know what Hashem told them back? Don't worry. You're not, by you staying alive, you're not causing me displeasure. Right? Right? He feels like he's holding back Hashem's pleasure. He's saying, by me staying alive, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Hashem. Hashem told us not true. I'm enjoying more than you're being alive than the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Leah Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hu told him, Tell you, it's better one day b'chatzirecha, and your chatzir. I love your one day of your learning Torah. May Aleph than 1,000. Tell you, Yom Echad, it's better to me one day that you learn Shat. The Isaac Torah, you learning Torah lefanai. May Aleph Oilos from 1,000 carbon Oilos burnt offering. Sha'ata Shleimcha lehakur. That show me your son is going to be makur, going to sacrifice lefanai before me al gavi amisbeah. Say, Tom, don't feel bad. Don't feel like you're taking pleasure. Because one day of your sitting in learning Torah is more precious to me than 1,000 karbanos that he's going to bring. So don't feel bad. You're causing me displeasure. You're holding back. You're not holding back anything. So we see, even though the Beis HaMikdash is so important, we want the Beis HaMikdash, but learning Torah, Hashem enjoys even more sometimes. Let's see Rashi.
More he enjoys the Torah than
his thousand
Qurban.
Yeah, thousand words.
One day of Torah.
Right, let's see Rashi. Elephi, let's make a sim. Elephi, let's see Rashi. Right, says Hashem, you know the Bittul Torah, you know it says when the Beis HaMikdash we rebuilt, right? Let's say the Rebbe's going to want to go help build the Beis HaMikdash. He teaches students, little kids in school. He'll say, what if they teach you little kids? Let me go help them build the Beis HaMikdash. You know what the halacha is? It's asr. It's forbidden for her. So, you not to let the children do Bittul Torah, you can't let them stop learning, even to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It's more important to leave the Torah more than rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Imagine it's the halacha. So Gemara says, you not let the kids stop learning, even if it's to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Imagine. The Torah learning is so important. Sure, Hashem said, I enjoy the Beis HaMikdash. It's good to happen. And we need it. But your learning Torah is more precious. Not about your learning Torah is more precious than me then.
You know why Hashem's going to build the Beis HaMikdash?
So you can keep learning, maybe. So you keep on learning.
Is that why Shlomo
Melech had
the
Gaia
come and help build the Beis
HaMikdash? And also, yeah, you also had Gaia.
Sorry, I'm excited to learn. I don't know.
Let's see the next part. Let's keep on going. Let's try to stay inside. Well, on the bottom line of the bar, yeah? We said that, remember we said earlier, Tanya, let's see anymore. Tanya, Eliezer Omer, please turn the page. Eliezer Omer, Miklat, how you cuss of Alpashas Drachim. It said Miklat, there's a big sign, you know, like you walk, see around here, every building says a sign Miklat, over here. It said on the, there was a sign that said Miklat, with an arrow pointing towards the direction where the murderer has to run. It was written every crossroad. Every crossroad. The guys know, where do I want to make a right and make a left? Mm-hmm. So they'll make a sign instead of a class with an arrow pointing this way or that way, so you know which way to run. Right?
What is more to say that it's a fork or a crossroad?
Parshas Drachim means a Parshas Drachim. A Parshas Drachim is a crossroad.
Right there, right? So Parshas is a part.
A separate, like a separation. Like a.
Thank
you. So at the separation of the roads, in English, at the crossroads, there'd be a sign, say, our Miklat is this way, or our Miklat is that way, guiding the murderer to where he could run. Right? So he could run to the right spot, he doesn't have to get all lost. The killer. So the Ritzach should recognize, the Yifnan turned Lashav to the ear, right? He has no idea, he never ran to this part of town before. So he never ran to our Miklat before, hopefully. So he's on his way. I'm Rav Kader, pass the micro, what's the pasuk? From which pasuk do you learn this halacha? He says, the pasuk says, Tachin l'cha haderech. Prepare for yourself the road. So we learn from there, asei hachana l'haderech. Make a preparation on the road that the guy should know where to turn on the road. Oh, now, the Gemara is interesting. We're going to talk about a few different introductions the Amiram would give before they start their shir about murderers. It's an introduction. It's interesting. Each Amiram has his own way how to introduce this topic, how to start talking about this topic. Rav Chama Bar Chanina Pasachla, he opened up Tischa. Rav Chama Bar Chanina opened up, meaning he's opening Shir, Lahai Parshasa, on this Parsha, which means when you talk about Ari, this whole thing of murderers, and Ari Mikla, this whole thing. Mehelcha from here. See where he started. He started with the following Pasach from Tehillim. Toiv, good, the Yashar Hashem. Hashem is good and straight. Alkei, therefore, Yerichadav, he guides the sinners Badar on the road. Meaning that the fact that Hashem makes the whole halacha of our miklats and all these things, and it's a favor from Hashem. Hashem teaches the sinners how to get to our miklat. So Imlachatam Yaira, if Hashem tries to guide the sinners who sinned on purpose, Hashem tries to guide them on the path of Chu, tries to save them. Kavachar, all the more so let tzaddikim. So we're saying, why is it like this? And if we see even someone who sinned, who really sinned, who killed someone by mistake, Hashem tries to guide them on the right way. All the words of tzaddikim, if we're trying to go in the right way, Hashem will guide us. Some they say, I'm trying to do the right thing. Who said Hashem's helping me? No, the pasuk says, Hashem even guides even Rishayim. Even Rishayim, Hashem tries to get them to do tshuva. For sure, tzaddikim, Hashem is going to try to get them to do tshuva. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Paschal Apiskal Lehapa, Hashem's Mehapa. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, his opening statement to this parsha, to this subject, would be from here. where are you? That's that's why that was why we said earlier. Yeah, even shogi, correct. Even shogi. Even shogi. We said, but kavachomer, if someone tries to do the right, good. Akiva. Rishimim ben Lakish, Pazak, the physical apparition, behalfa. Pasher loy tzadav, elikiv ida, liyad. The Pazak says that this person did not, the killer did not kill on purpose. He killed by mistake. But Hashem made it happen to his head. Hashem caused it, the other person to be walking under the ladder, caused him to get killed. So he said, he wondered, how could it be that Hashem is going to cause an innocent person to stumble? Right, the guy at the top of the ladder, walking up the ladder, he's walking down the ladder, seems to be innocent. How could it be Hashem is making an innocent person kill somebody? Right? Comes and says, Kasher Yoimar, Mashal HaKazmoni Mirshaim Yoitze Rasha. He says, it's a mashal to the Kazmoni. Kazmoni is the original one. Hashem is the Kazmon. Hashem is the original one. That he says, Mirshaim Yoitze Rasha. Only from evil people, evil comes out. So if this guy was so innocent, he would have never killed anybody by mistake. So Hashem caused him to kill someone by mistake. Must be he's not such a tzaddik. Must be he's a Russia. He's some type of aspect of a Russia. Because it says, Mirshaim, from wicked people, just a Russia, wickedness comes out of them. That's the pasuk says. Then Hashem makes it that only from wicked people comes out wickedness. And not from innocent people. If the guy was innocent, Hashem would not let evil come out from him. So this person who killed, the murderer who killed, even though it was by mistake, he must have been, he had some type of wickedness that Hashem caused. He must have been wicked in some way, Hashem caused wickedness to come out. What's the pasuk talking about? Bishnei Adam, Shahagwas and Efesh. We have two people who are murderers. They killed somebody. And on their records, they had killed somebody. Echad Harag B'Shagig. One person, Reuben, killed somebody by mistake. But Echad Harag B'Mezid. And Shimon killed somebody on purpose. Lozeh ate Edom. To this one, there's no Edom. But Lozeh ate Edom. Neither one of Edom. I mean, one guy, Reuben, killed someone by mistake. And Shimon killed someone on purpose without witnesses. So what happened? If Shimon killed someone on purpose, but there's no witnesses, what happens then? Can we kill him?
No.
No. Reuven, who killed someone, has no witnesses. Does he have to go to Ari Miklat?
No.
No. So we had a case of one guy deserves to go to Ari Miklat, and one guy deserves to get killed. So what does Hashem do? Hashem makes them meet at a hotel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazminon, Hashem invites them, he prepares with the Funduk Echad to 1 5-star hotel. So they're Funduk Echad, maybe 1 star. To one hotel. Hashem makes them both go to one hotel. Zeh Shaharag B'Mezid, the one who kills B'Mezid on purpose. Yoshev Tach Zasul. Hashem puts him sitting under the ladder. So now he'll get killed like he deserves. Zeh Shaharag B'Shogeg, this one who kills B'Shogeg, Yoshev Basul, he'll be coming down the ladder. But Nafal Allah, he falls on the other guy, on the bottom. Baragot. So Zeh Shaharag B'Mezid, the one who originally killed on purpose. Nerag, now he gets killed. That's right. But Shogeg Gadol, the one who killed Shogeg, now will have to go to Gol. So Hashem is just, and everything is perfect. Shkaya.